Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Really glad you could join us. We're here, as always, to get into the sources you send our way and pull out the key insights together.
Exactly. And today we're looking at a specific idea, a concept that came from the material you shared.
Right. And this one falls under the banner Rupesh Dilsay. Now, according to the source itself, Rupesh Dilsay basically translates to, well, the thoughts of Rupesh Jain.
Uh-huh. Things drawn from his own life, his experiences.
Lessons learned from the heart, essentially. That's the framing.
It does feel like it's positioned as, you know, personal wisdom being shared.
Definitely. And the specific thought we're focusing on, it's from a piece called Embrace AI for Top Talent.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it makes a pretty bold claim.
It really does. It basically says that if you know how to use AI smartly, and it actually defines that for us,
yeah,
efficiently, effectively, and creatively, then that's maybe the main way you become top talent.
And potentially very quickly, too. That's a key part of it.
Oh, yeah. The speed aspect is highlighted.
And the source just hammers it home with this, like, final instruction. Just embrace AI.
So, okay, for this deep dive, let's get into the why.
Yeah.
Why does this source draw such a direct, strong line between using AI smartly and becoming top talent?
What's really interesting about this Rupesh Dilsay thought is how, well, simple the equation is. It's almost like a formula, isn't it?
Yeah, like, do X, get Y.
Pretty much. Hmm. Master using AI efficiently, effectively, creatively, and boom, you're potentially seen as top talent.
So it's not about, say, coding the AI itself, but knowing how to wield it.
Precisely. The focus is squarely on application, on leveraging the tools. And if you think about what those three words, efficient, effective, creative, actually mean with AI in, say, a business setting, which the source kind of hints at with hashtags.
Right, like efficiency could be automating tedious stuff.
Exactly. Saving time, resources, effectiveness might be using AI to get better insights from data or maybe produce higher quality work, presentations, whatever it might be.
And creativity. Well, that suggests using AI for things you hadn't thought of before. New solutions, new ideas, not just doing the old tasks faster.
Ah, okay. So the source is sort of implying these skills unlock major boosts in what one person can achieve. Like AI skill is a personal productivity multiplier.
That seems to be the core idea. It suggests that right now, being good at using AI in these specific ways is what really makes someone stand out. That's what gets them tagged as top talent.
And the soon part you mentioned, it implies this is maybe a window of opportunity, like get good at it now while it's still a less common skill set.
That could definitely be part of the underlying message. It's presented as a fast track because widespread deep proficiency might still be developing across the board.
It really does feel like the source presents it as the main thing. Just embrace AI. It sounds less like general advice and more like the single most important strategy from this viewpoint.
Yeah, within that Rupesh Dilsay frame, it's like, here's the hard-won lesson, folks. This is what works. It cuts through a lot of complexity to offer this one core action. Mm-hmm. It's a very focused perspective on, you know, career success right now.
Okay, so let's recap the main takeaway from this particular Rupesh Dilsay thought we looked at. The source is putting forward this idea quite strongly.
Very strongly.
That getting really good at using AI efficiently, effectively, and creatively is the direct path, maybe even a fast path, to being seen as top talent, especially, it seems, in a professional context.
Mm-hmm. It positions AI skill not just as, you know, nice to have, but potentially as the essential thing, the key requirement, perhaps, for hitting that top tier of talent recognition, according to this specific perspective.
Which, naturally, brings it back to you listening. If this source, this Rupesh Dilsay perspective, says embracing AI in these ways is the key, well, the question to maybe reflect on is, what specific things are you doing right now to actually build that proficiency, to get better at using AI efficiently, effectively, and, yes, creatively?